And it's my pleasure to introduce one of them to speak to you now, the General Secretary of the Rail Maritime Transport Union, Bob Crowe. Yeah. Comrades, brothers and sisters, friends, fraternal greetings on behalf of RMT Union. No doubt tomorrow in the press, and tonight on the press, you'll be told by the BBC, ITV, that only a quarter of the people that attended today never turned up.
Yes, same!
How different that is to last week, when there was people going around with foxtails round their neck.
Yay! Yes. Woo!
Our trade union, Rail Maritime and Transport Workers, have got no gripe with Iraqi workers. 15 years ago, when Iraqi trade unionists were being tortured, they didn't care less about Iraqi people and the Iraqi government then.
Yeah.
Our position is absolutely clear. We don't want no war with Iraq, and how can people go to bed at night when a third of the world is starving and two-thirds of the world are underpopulated in an area? How can it be right to expect peace in America to sue McDonald's because they're too fat and they're kids starving in Africa?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Let them tell us what they're trying to do. The Evening Standard, the BBC, the State are all trying to say that if trade unionists in London or anywhere else in Britain dare take action to improve their conditions, then they're going to be the enemy within when it comes to the fight with Iraq. Well, I'll tell you something. I tell you the enemy within. The enemy within is the likes of Blair up in Blackpool. Is anyone sane enough to say that if there's terrorists in Belfast, your bum island? Is anyone turning around and saying about UN resolutions? Well, let's implement the UN resolution in 1974 and get rid of the illegal occupation of Turkish people in Cyprus.
Yeah.
And let's start with Sharon. I appalled by the terrorism that took place on September 11th last year. But I'm also appalled by the terrorism that's going on against the Palestinian people. Fact is, whatever the BBC put up, whatever the Evening Standard put up, whatever the press put up, it's the message of the people. Message of the people, to the brothers and sisters who are standing by the side of you, and the message of the people, unfortunately, for those people up to come. No war with Iraq, and let's have a war on poverty. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!